Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
You've heard of PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
I've been a member of PETA, yes.
Oh, okay. They like to engage in outrageous comparisons and statements and,
And save lives of animals.
Sure, we'll say that. They believe that, you know, pets are people too, and animals are people, and animals have rights, and, you know, and you shouldn't eat them, and you shouldn't do testing on them, and you shouldn't ride them, and you shouldn't look at them funny, and, you know, whatever. Okay. PETA now says that the reason that people think it's okay to eat other animals, in their words, quote, supremacy is at the root of why people think it's okay to eat other animals. So we are human supremacists is the problem, and we don't think highly enough of the animals, and we ought to think more of them, and we should, you know, be more capable of making ethical decisions and on and on. Okay, so, you know, supremacy, which, I mean, in some sense is true, you know. It's a question of whether it's wrong, but, you know, certainly we do think that animals and humans are different and, you know, because it's okay to eat the one, it's not okay to eat the other. You know, like, that's kind of the idea. We think that humans are superior to wheat and corn and soybeans, and so we eat them too, just like the animals do. And, of course, the animals eat each other, so I guess they're supremacists too when it comes to other animals, but that's only some, not all the animals. Maybe some animals are more superior than others. I don't know. These are difficult topics for the PETA people to really solve. But that's not the reason I wanted to bring this subject up. That was interesting. But when I was reading the story about them saying that it's supremacist beliefs that are at the root of all of this, it led me to a woman named Ingrid Newkirk. And Ingrid Newkirk is, she's got a proposal. And her proposal is just a little bit different. She is a PETA member. She's an advocate for animal rights. And she wants to persuade those of us who aren't on board with her view of the universe that animals are as important and significant as humans. And I'll let her speak for herself about her plan.
Definitely serious, because the issues are so serious. We see terrible things done to animals. People don't see that. And you can't really tell people about the gore nonstop. So I thought I'll continue my activism in a sort of provocative, gimmicky way, but making very serious points that we're all the same under the skin. You can barbecue my flesh. Yeah, you'll smell it cooking with those onions and you'll think, oh, I want some of that. And then you'll think, oh, no, it's her. And you can buy my skin bag. You can do all those things, but it will make you think.
She's donating herself to ethics. You know, some would say donating yourself to science, which would be to do research. She's donating herself to ethics. And when she dies, she wants the fine people at PETA to use her corpse as they see fit to demonstrate the solidarity between humans and animals. And if that means turning her into a handbag for the purpose of demonstrating that leather is leather, or turning her into a steak with some onions and grilling her up so that you are at the mall one day shopping with your kids and you smell something that smells delish and you wander over and lo and behold, it's the PETA people with a person burger. And now they're not going to make you actually eat it, but their point is your nose doesn't know the difference, which is why you shouldn't go for animals in the first place.
I have an executor, I have a lawyer, and I have a pathologist. And the pathologist is able to not only preserve my body, but to separate out parts of it. And then it will be up to PETA to please use my advice on this and the advice of others and use the body parts as they see fit to try to get people to behave in a more civilized way, a kinder way toward animals.
So use my body as lure or teaching demonstration to get people to change their minds.
I think anybody will consume it, and we wouldn't encourage them to do so only because, I mean, we don't think that it would be good for them to do that. They would feel very sick. So they'll come up drawn by the smell of those frying onions, and they'll think they want it. And then we'll say, you realize this is a human being. All flesh is flesh. And please don't eat any flesh Here are the vegan alternatives, the vegan hot dogs, the vegan hamburgers, the vegan fish, the vegan steak, the vegan chicken. It's all available now. And so we'd hope to change their minds without having them to put me in their mouth.
Just,
well, what if it backfires and they're like, oh my gosh, I could sure use some delicious Vanessa. Or, you know, I mean.
Backfires sounds to me like a certain kind of cooking technique. But yeah, no, it's. It's the sort of thing I want to share this with you because it's, you know, horrifying. But also, just so you kind of get a sense of where people are that have, let's just say, divergent views from your own.
Women have fought so long, even for the right to not be raped by their husbands, to get the vote, to own property. And people used to laugh and deride them and say, no, you're not men. And we've had all sorts of other discriminations on the basis of race and religion. This is just another discrimination, the discrimination against others who feel, who have desires, who want to live their life, who want to be free, but happen not to be of the same species as the one in charge. And the one in charge, we believe, should be magnanimous, not just the biggest bully on the face of the planet, seeing all other living beings for the taking.
So I'm just going to let you sit with this for a second, and then I'm going to come back and talk about this. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
All right. We're watching, as I understand, it's clear now, just use caution, but earlier Highway 297 at Pinecone was closed due to a tree down on the power lines. They're saying please use caution still around that area. I'm not showing any slowdowns right now. There was another accident reported on Lee, Grandview, and Shoemaker Street, a hit-and-run crash, as I understand, but not blocking anything. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, when it comes to heating or cooling your home, you got a lot of choices for HVAC maintenance, repairs, or replacement. You want to be able to know that you're picking up the phone, you're getting good installation, good quality products, correct service, 100% satisfaction guarantee. That's Peden, air conditioning, heating, and electrical. And right now, we are, you know, storms are here and there all the time. People are losing power for a little while. They have, and of course, hurricane season proper. We're in it. We've already got the third named storm, right? $1,000 off of Briggs & Stratton, a whole home generator right now. They'll take care of you for that at Peden. Free sewer camera inspections. And then if you need to do repairs, $250 off the repairs. And they're hiring in Baldwin County, HVAC technicians and plumbers, and serving Baldwin County now. So again, if you need AC work or replacement, electrical, whatever you need, call Peden. They'll take care of you. Check them out online in all their different service locations at Peden, PEADEN.com. 437-1620. So the question I like to ask sometimes when you present, when I present a like absurd view or a bizarre view or a novel view, whatever, like this, you know, woman who says that I want when I'm dead for my body to be donated to PETA so that they can use me to demonstrate to other people the wrongness of eating meat because, you know, for example, they can just kind of use me to grill me up a little bit, make some savory smells. People come over and ask, hey, what's that? And you're like, oh, well, let me tell you about how humans and animals are the same because they both smell good. That's, I'm not making it up. You're just joining us. We just played the clips. I always like to ask the question, how would you respond? You know, how would you, like, what would your answer be? Like, what would your approach be when confronted with something like this? So what I typically recommend is start with the places you agree. You know, sometimes when we're fighting with somebody over an issue, we want to pretend like we don't have any common areas. We don't want to pretend like it's this polarization thinking where they've taken an extreme view, and so we feel like we have to deny everything they say. That's not healthy. You got to be able to pick and choose your spots. You know, which things do we and don't we agree on? And I'll say this. Certainly we would agree that some of the things that are done to animals are terrible. Many of the things that are done to animals are terrible. Just because I believe that it's okay to, for example, slaughter animals and eat them, doesn't mean that I think it's okay to torture them or cause them inordinate pain. Right? I mean, agree about that. Because otherwise you find yourself in a position of kind of like defending every treatment of animals, and that's not good. Also, some of the conventions around the treatment of animals are kind of arbitrary, particularly in the eating realm. You know, like, why is it okay to eat deer and cow but not dog and horse? Hard to come up with an answer from the, you know, scientific perspective, right? They are there are taboos around different animals, and certain cultures differ on these things. And it's, you know, it's hard to cut real clean distinctions in there philosophically. You just kind of have these cultural taboos, pro and con. And on a purely biological basis, I mean, if that's all you were looking at, it's hard to make the case that we are different in kind from other mammals, for example. This is where the argument with, you know, for example, dolphins comes in, or chimpanzees, right? We seem to be more than, not different than. Again, on a purely biological basis. And historically, this is, I mean, these are points of agreement. You should make points of agreement when you can. As new groups of people acquire rights, they're typically scoffed at initially, and then later they're lampooned by anybody who disagrees. That's the argument for she was making with women. That's been the argument in this country when it comes to black people, right? And, you know, the outsiders are always marginalized and oppressed and hurt, and then they're included, and then everybody thinks you were evil for thinking that they should have been outsiders in the first place. The question is whether animals are in that category or not, right? So here's what I would say. Just because Ingrid kebabs smell good, hypothetically, that doesn't prove very much. The fact that your nose thinks something smells tasty doesn't really tell you anything about the ethics of eating that thing. My eyes tell me that lots of things are appealing, but, you know, there's, like, rules about sex and marriage and ethics, right? Because we are more than animals. We are more than just the desires of our eyes or our noses or our reproductive organs. We believe that we're accountable to other standards that don't apply to animals because, well, we believe that as a category, humans are different, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, made in the image of God, you know, all of these sorts of things. Not stuff you can easily determine through some, you know, dissection or biological analysis, but nevertheless, we do believe. But I would end, and you always kind of do the compliment sandwich, right? Where do we agree? Where do we disagree? Where do we agree? And here's where I would agree is, but we do have a duty. When she says be magnanimous as humans, when she says, you know, treat them well as the superiors, yes, we are supreme. We have the supremacy until we discover other aliens. No, but, you know, for now, right? And we should use that wisely. Just because you can be cruel or mean or inhumane to non-humans doesn't mean you should be. And there should be ethics around these things. So even though she's, you know, gone around the bend, there is a certain kind of consistency in her view. And I always admire people who are consistent. You know, she's saying that we're, you know, just like animals. Of course, if she really wanted to make the point, I suppose she'd allow herself to be slaughtered alive to prove the point. But, you know, I'm not going to get into all that. 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody, I'm going to read some of these texts. Y'all are funny. Dibs on her toes. I can have a 10-piece with honey mustard. You're the worst and the best. I've never met someone who spouts this nonsense who looks well. They're all abjectly miserable. Oh my God, she used magnanimous in a sentence correctly. That's true. I'm not going to read that one. Probably shouldn't do a barbecue in the South, just saying. Somebody here, oh, this could be the best one. Whatever rules you use when she's passed away, Donner Party rules apply. 622 on News Radio. We've got some mean people. I love it. 437-1620. Part of my job on this show
is to act like a Pied Piper of gross.
I have a couple of skills. Okay, one of my skills is I can take crazy ideas and take them seriously. And you want to, because you want to be able to see inside of the other person's belief structure enough to find common ground if there is some. And then build a bridge from that if you can. And I can find plenty of common ground with her. And then we can talk about, but you don't think we should just be like animals all the time, do you? You know, like there are some differences between us. 622 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Doug's Auto Supply and Pace isn't your ordinary auto supply dealer. Jeremy Dawson, manager, says his inventory is vast. It includes auto and truck parts, tools, motor oil and other fluids, batteries, more blades, belts, filters, paint. Doug's may even have the kitchen sink. Doug's Auto Supply. Get your wiper blades installed for free and a free battery check. Doug's Auto Supply since 1977, located near Grocery Outlet in Pace, a proud sponsor of the Blue Angels Air Show.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Group. Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
A place to stay informed about what's happening locally and find a deep sense of belonging and community. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
I want you to be the first to find a golden ticket, Daddy.
I know, Angel. We're doing the best we can.
Good morning, 625 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The first wave of weather that was waking you up at 5 a.m. or 4 o'clock has passed through and is more towards like Panama City, East Okaloosa, Walton County vicinity and down into the Gulf. I wouldn't get on a boat and head out the pass right now. But coming behind it, off to our northwest is a system that's over northern Louisiana and southern Alabama on the News Radio Threat Net radar. That one's going to get here in a little while, maybe an hour or two or three, and later on today. And, that one looks fairly substantial. It might miss us to the south. We'll keep an eye on it. Candy has got traffic on the fives at 625.
That's right. And we're not showing any slowdowns right now. There's a couple of accidents reported. One, it's Lee Grandview and Shoemaker Street in Pensacola. Hit and run crash, but again, not blocking anything. Not showing any slowdowns. Give yourself a little extra time to get to work this morning. At Highway 297 at Pinecone was closed. There's a tree down on the power lines. As I understand, that has been moved. Just use caution in that area. And I guess, yeah, you should be fine to get in because, like, the rain is past us. This morning it was just, like, slower jerks. Okay. Traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Yeah. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Biden set to announce more than $40 billion in funding to expand high-speed internet access nationwide. That push will help an estimated 8.5 million families and businesses with high-speed internet connectivity. The Coast Guard now launching a formal investigation into the implosion of the Titan submersible. The investigation was announced yesterday during a news conference in Boston. Captain Jason Neubauer leading the investigation, and they're currently in the evidence collection phase. And the Republican chair of the House Intelligence Committee wants data related to a COVID-19 probe to be declassified. Ohio Congressman Mike Turner said on CBS's Face the Nation that Friday's report from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence wasn't sufficient. He said the report summarized the findings instead of providing specific details. It was investigating a possible link between the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the origin of COVID.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. This is a topic that came up in the TPO meeting, the Transportation Planning Organization meeting. That's when all the like city council and county commission for Baldwin and Santa Rosa and Escambia and Milton and Pensacola and Century of all places, they all get together and talk about traffic. Charles Baer, city council member from Pensacola, he brought up an area of concern, which is the right thing to do. This is where you do this.
Mr. Polk, just a quick question. I have a friend who's in an accident on Davis Highway, making a left out of the area around IHOP. And it's really dangerous there because there's three lanes of traffic to cross to get to the center lane. She actually ended up in the left-hand lane instead of the turn lane. So she was definitely at fault. But I know there's a light down there close to Big Lots. And I always go to the light. Some people don't. They try and make that left-hand turn across three lanes to get all the way over to the other side. I'm wondering what our criteria are. We have an interesting situation also on Otter Point outside my neighborhood on Airport where there's a blind curve and people take a left out of there. We've had several accidents. And I know at Marble Slab, they put in, the state put in a barrier out there in the middle of 9th so people couldn't make a left-hand turn out of there. What are the criteria used for deciding whether that is something that's put in, like a barrier or something to keep people from making left-hand turns like that?
And by the way, I mean, he's not wrong. Like, this is, and you might have had a double take, like, IHOP. Where's there an IHOP on Davis? Well, it's at Langley, like right north of Langley on the west side of the street, across from like Hank's Furniture and AutoZone. And it is one of those weird situations where if you're trying to turn left out of there, it's not a light and it's not a median. It's just a strip in the middle. And you're crossing 1, 2, 3 lanes of southbound traffic to get across the middle, into the middle safely, and then try to get into the northbound. Can be very dangerous. Also, just kind of, we have roads like this. So what he's talking about are, what are the criteria to put in a physical median like they have on 9th Avenue in some parts to prevent people from doing something like that, or to make it a lot more safe when they do. And so, you know, the TPO, they said, look, we'll look at this.
Any requests by a citizen or local government or the TPO, we usually task through our traffic operations office to go out there and do an analysis of that location for any access management improvements that might be appropriate.
And, you know, they're going to look at it, so they'll check it out. But Robert Bender pointed out that there already are a bunch of options in that vicinity because, of course, you can already go down to the light that's at Langley. You know, when you come off of the like the Books A Million shopping center, you know, there's a light right there. So if you want to be safer, you can go down there. Of course, then you got to go through the parking lots and all that to get that. But I just thought it was an interesting moment to see how, you know, you see bizarre solutions sometimes to some of the traffic management issues in our area. And you wonder, how did that start? Well, you know, somebody asked a question at a TPO and they thought that was the best end answer.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Threats of an armed insurrection in Russia are over for now. The head of the Wagner mercenary group fighting in Ukraine for Russia had demanded changes to Russian military leadership.
The man Wagner mercenaries demanded be removed is shown today visiting troops in Ukraine. We can't be sure when the images of Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu were filmed, but it's a clear attempt at a business-as-usual message from the Kremlin. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, though, among those warning this weekend's turmoil could take months to play out. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The penalty phase starts today for a synagogue shooter in Pittsburgh.
Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty against Robert Bowers, who was convicted earlier this month of killing 11 people in the Tree of Life synagogue mass shooting. The same jury that convicted Bowers will decide whether he will face the death penalty.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. This part of the federal trial is expected to take about 6 weeks. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31, News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It is 76 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies here in Pensacola. Congressman Matt Gaetz is hosting a congressional field hearing this morning in Okaloosa County. This will be held at the Okaloosa County Administrative Complex in Shalimar. That's where they have their county commission meetings. A news release says they'll be discussing the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms targeting Florida FFL dealers over minor clerical errors. Representatives Andrew Clyde, Neil Dunn, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Victoria Spartz, and of course Matt Gaetz will all be attending the hearing, and this starts at 10 o'clock this morning. The number of people traveling over the long 4th of July weekend expected to break records this year.
An estimated 50.7 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more for the Independence Day weekend, a number even higher than before the COVID pandemic. AAA says more people will be traveling by car now that gas is about $1.20 lower than it was a year ago. Air travel should be up 11% to 4.1 million. The fact that the holiday falls on a Tuesday, giving many a four-day weekend, is helping to spur the demand in travel. I'm Rory O'Neill.
23-year-old from Baldwin County now facing public indecency charges after allegedly pleasuring himself in a retail store. Marcus McKillian was first arrested for this incident back in May, but authorities now say after an investigation, they believe that there were several prior incidents. Investigators say they've downloaded the contents of McKillian's phone and found several videos he filmed in area retail stores where he was committing sexual acts in front of unsuspecting patrons. Police say to make matters worse, he was selling these videos online on porn websites. Ron DeSantis unveiling his plan today to, in his words, stop the invasion at the southern border. Fox News reporting Governor DeSantis will be in Texas. He'll be sharing details of his immigration policy if he were to be elected president. In a video released before the announcement, he says he plans to secure the border, stop the cartels, build the wall, and stop the invasion. Meanwhile, an NBC News poll released yesterday showing Donald Trump still leading DeSantis by 30 points in the 2024 GOP primary. The poll, though, does show DeSantis tied with President Biden, while Biden leads Trump by 4 points. Avondale Park in the Bellevue neighborhood, a little bit nicer today. It was the recipient of a good cleaning over the weekend. Now, the cleaning event was organized by employees at Levin Rinke Realty, and they say they noticed glass and trash at the park, so they decided to clean it up. So employees were there over the weekend, and they say more than 4 pounds of glass was removed. Good news there. It is 6:34, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's a lot of glass. Oh my gosh, dude. We got a traffic note. A pedestrian pushing a bicycle is on the left-hand shoulder I-10 eastbound just past mile marker 10, which is the Car City exit. Really close to traffic flow, and it says he looks lost, so just be careful. Watch a pedestrian pushing a bike on the left-hand shoulder I-10 eastbound past mile marker 10. If you have traffic tips, it looks like everything else is running smoothly. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Very hot and humid today with those morning storms passing. High near 94 degrees. Low tonight near 79 degrees. As you go into Tuesday, the heat continues with highs in the mid-90s, feeling much warmer in the triple digits. 30% chance of rain on Tuesday. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 79. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. 76 in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, 72 in Milton. Your next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Starbucks workers disrupted operations at dozens of cafes this weekend and pledged to keep striking, citing concerns that include display of pride decorations in stores and negotiations between unionized baristas and the coffee giant. The company said it closed 21 stores early since Friday because of staffing shortages caused by the strikes. As of Sunday, 104 locations had staff participating in the strikes, in most cases limiting service to customers. Baristas in Chicago, Baltimore, Seattle, Philadelphia, and Pittsburgh stores were among those on strike. Major garment and footwear producers in Southeast Asia have seen their trade to the U.S. drop this year as high inflation cuts into consumers' budgets, with industry insiders and experts warning of further gloom ahead. Shipments of apparel and footwear from manufacturers in Cambodia, Bangladesh, Myanmar, and Vietnam fell between 20 and 30% by value during the first 4 months of the year. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
We love our military and first responders. Hi, I'm Suzanne Morgan with Service Matters Property Management, where we believe in doing more. We have a program designed specifically for military and first responders called Your Service Matters. If we manage your rental property through Service Matters Property Management, we will give you a 20% discount on the monthly management fee. It's our way of saying thank you to those who serve our country and community. Find out more, go to servicematterspm.com.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Good morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
It has come to my attention that Mr. Calkins will be presenting a resolution to ban books from the Santa Rosa County School District libraries. Just as I would never have presented a resolution at a school board meeting about how to oversee building codes or wastewater management, it is unnecessary and frankly insulting to have book banning advocated at the Board of County Commissioners meeting. Age appropriateness of literary content is a skill for library media specialists. Santa Rosa County School District has intentionally had a library media specialist in every one of its schools, a feat not many other districts in this state can boast. I assume, Mr. Calkins, from what I know about your politics, that you would be against government overreach. Your resolution would be exactly that, government overreach.
Mr. Chairman, Mike, my name was read. I just want a quick response.
Commissioner Calkins, I would save that for Commissioner Items. This is a public's opportunity to speak, and we've got a packed room today.
Mr. Calkins, sit down, please. Would you please sit down? Oh, yeah, man. This meeting was a hot mess. It sure was. It was everything that James Calkins hoped it would be because you have to believe that he likes the drama, wants the drama, seeks the drama, hopes that he'll get complained about and yelled about. And, you know, here we are doing it. So maybe we're giving him exactly what he wants. All press is good press in his mind, I think. I think he likes the drama. Well, I'll tell you, Kerry Smith actually said he heard him say it. He said, I was in the office the other day. I was working and, you know, I literally heard him say this.
I hate doing this. I really do. But I'm working in the office yesterday. And I'm working and I'm listening to Commissioner Calkins. It's not hard to hear Commissioner Calkins. He talks very loud.
True.
And he's talking to a member of staff about how he loves the drama in the meetings. Now, I heard it with my own ears, so I'll swear to it. It's my turn. No, whoa. We need direction.
Sit down, Mr. Calkins. So, there were several issues, both of which were fabricated and manufactured by James Calkins to get the attention that he did get. One was, and by the way, the voice you heard there at the beginning was Wei Ubershare. She's a former school board member in Santa Rosa County, and this was over the "Let's not have no porn in no schools," which everybody agrees about. It's already illegal. It's the dumbest of all possible resolutions because it has no teeth, it doesn't accomplish anything, and it's outside of your zone of responsibility. It's just stupid. I mean, it's genuinely irrelevant. Well, Andrew, we don't want porn in our schools. I get it. Who's responsible for that? County Commission? I don't think so. That's just not the County Commission issue, and they had a lot of conversation about that on that day, but Wei Ubershire's point is simple. Look, I wouldn't have tried to tell you what to do in the things that matter to you. You shouldn't be trying to tell them what to do with the things that matter to them. She's right. That's the way to think about this, is who's responsible for which stuff. And it's kind of funny because, James Calkins styles himself as like, the man of the people. I'm just here to do the stuff that the people tell me to do. And, all I'm doing is responding to people and I'm doing their stuff. And, he's getting lectured from every commissioner about just do the stuff that we're supposed to do, you know?
I do feel as though oftentimes Commissioner Items has turned into a bit of an effort to grandstand politically.
Of course it has.
It certainly feels that way, and many people in the community view it that way. Many people in the business community around this entire country view it that way, as many have reached out.
And it is creating a perception of Santa Rosa County that you don't want to create if your hope is to bring businesses here.
I just want to caution board members in doing things that are intentionally controversial in a way to drive a wedge between people and draw attention to ourselves and to Santa Rosa County has, it is jeopardizing our ability to attract businesses, and has jeopardized businesses that are looking at relocating here, that had planned to, and are now considering not coming to Santa Rosa County.
So Colton says, this stuff is painting us in a bad light. And, you know, that darn Andrew McKay, he plays the clips, you know, and he makes us look bad. Well, you make you look bad. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with Colton. He's saying the problem is James Calkins, who's creating this perception of Santa Rosa County, much like the perception created at the Milton City Council that, you know, it's a joke, that it's a farce, that it's absurd, that no, who would want to come do business in this place if that's the stuff? And, you know, stay to the topics that have to do with the business of the county commission. So Calkins' response to all this.
But as far as what I'm going to put on the agenda, I don't put things that I want. I put things that people want.
Good Lord.
So I will stand up for the people and what they want. And things that you don't agree with or that you don't want on the agenda, you have a right to vote it down or vote it up.
So he wants to be a populist, right? He thinks of himself as a man of the people, as a, I'm just responding to what my constituents want. Well, that's false. I don't mean that people who are members of the county don't want this. I mean that you don't have the authority to make these decisions. The school board has the authority to make these decisions. And if people are constituents of the county, they're also constituents of the school board. And the question is, who should you go to? And the answer is, you go to the people who have the power to make those decisions. And if somebody went to the school board to complain about the congestion on Woodbine Road, the school board would say, go talk to the county commission. And if the county commissioner has people coming to him saying, I'm worried about porn in these schools, okay, he should say, go talk to the school board. Or I'll go talk to the school board with you, or I'll talk to them in a meeting. And he didn't have a meeting with Karen Barber. He claims that he did, or that he claims that there was a meeting scheduled, and there was. Not by him. He didn't ask for it. She did. And a lawyer wasn't available at that time to handle that or to be at that meeting, and so she did cancel it. But it wasn't about books, as he implied in the meeting, and it wasn't at his request, as he implied at the meeting. So he didn't do any of that stuff. See, this business about what your job is actually really important to being a conservative. That's why when James Calkins says that he's a conservative, he has no earthly idea what he's talking about. I'll explain more in a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I know. Who's in favor of small government now? Okay.
Yeah, well,
right?
One person
hello?
Literally said, yeah. I thought you didn't believe in government overreach.
Yeah, right?
Anyway, go ahead, Candy.
Trunk in the trees. This is just east of Pine Forest on the ramp to I-10. Again, there's a trunk in the trees just east of Pine Forest on the ramp to I-10. First responders are on scene, so that'll be a big mess. Certainly be careful there and wherever you are. And hey, if you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So back to this conversation about, you know, Commissioner Calkins in Santa Rosa County, he thinks of himself as a conservative. He's wrong. He thinks himself as a man of the people. I don't think that's accurate, but that's not really the right question. The right question is, what's his zone of responsibility? Okay, and what does conservatism mean? Well, part of what conservatism means is checks and balances in government, separation of power, the belief that nobody should have too much power, and the belief that some areas of government are responsible for things other areas of government are not responsible for. That's a form of checks and balances and limited power. Like, the county commission is not the king. They don't get to do everything. They don't get to run the schools, for example, right? They don't get to run the jail. They don't get to run law enforcement, for example. This is no different than if he tried to pass a resolution telling the sheriff which crimes to enforce. I mean, it's the same exact thing. The sheriff is a constitutional officer. As much as he's an equal with other members of the county commission, he is also an equal in responsibility level as a constitutional officer with, for example, the school board, for example, the, you know, clerk of the court, for example, the sheriff. And so the problem here is refusing to understand what separation of the powers means at the local level, not understanding it clearly, but also he's exactly seeking to subvert the will of the people. You say, what if he's responding to demands from people to make a stink about these issues, this and like the abortion issue, for example, isn't he responding to the people? No. So what happens is in America, you know, in Santa Rosa County, we have an election every 2 years. Okay. And some of the members of the commission get elected and some of the members of the board of the school board get elected. And in some years we elect, for example, the governor. And every 2 years we elect or reelect state representatives, state senators, the sheriff. Right. Okay. You follow all, you get all this. So here's the thing. The people that get elected to decide what goes into libraries in schools are the school board members. And so if James Calkins, who did not get elected to oversee the schools, is trying to make a fuss about what's going on in the schools as a county commissioner, he is subverting the election. He is subverting the will of the people, because the will of the people was to elect those people in the school board to do those tasks. And him meddling in school board things is violating the will of the people, because he's either telling them to do what they already want to do, in which case it's unnecessary, or he's telling them to do something different than they want to do, but they're the ones who are elected to do it. Now, if as a parent, if as a citizen, if as a concerned resident, he wants to show up at the meeting, I mean, he's allowed. It's kind of bad form. You know, you should take these meetings in private. Sam Park was exactly right in saying this. But to try to pretend that the county commission has responsibility for school books in the library is to misunderstand the job description. It makes you wonder, like, did he just apply for the wrong job? Did he mean to apply for school board and check the wrong box on the form? Did he mean to apply for state representative and check the wrong box on the form? Again, there's no coherence to any of this. There's no consistency. It's really just a smattering of social conservative positions held together with no consistent reasoning, logic, or understanding of how government works or what conservatism is. It's an embarrassment for people who take this stuff seriously. And when he says, well, you know, don't lecture me on what I can put on the agenda, these people are trying to teach you what your job is because you clearly don't understand this.
I respect y'all, and we're going to have disagreements, but don't lecture me on what I bring up to the board. Or y'all are welcome to vote your how you want. So.
Mr. Calkins.
No, because if you bring up consistently, and you do, stuff that is not your job, you are acting at odds with the governmental structure created by the Constitution of Florida, and you are attempting to overturn the will of the people in terms of the duly elected representatives that do jobs like the school board job. 437-1620, 437-1620. So this is, in the beginning, it was entertainingly silly. It's now showing a profound misunderstanding of issues across the board that matter. And again, I do wonder, like, should we give him no attention at all? Well, the reason I give it attention is, you know, because I want you to understand what's happening. But also, it's a good opportunity to learn these things that don't probably get taught often enough. You know, maybe he's the victim of inadequate education, and I'm trying to do my part. 653 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddleboat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at Play Pensacola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in this morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This 4th of July, News Radio Pensacola carries the Pensacola Symphony Sparks and Stars from 7:30 to 9 p.m.
National average for a gallon of gas, $3.57. Florida average is $3.34. Mississippi is back a dime down since Friday, $2.99. $2.99. I just read my decimal wrong. $4.84 in California. If you're in, Navarre East at the Walmart is $3.12. West is $3.09. If you're in Tiger Point, $3.10 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge, $3.35 in proper. In Milton, $3.12 at the CEFCO, $3.12 at the P Ridge Murphy. It's actually a little bit cheaper down the road at the Daybreak Market in Pace at $3.09. And then $3.25, though, if you wait till you get to Pace, go to the Raceway Second Station. Coming in from the, on 9 Mile, we've got the Walmart there has $3.17. Same at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. And then coming in from the southwest side, looks like we got $3.14 at the used to be the TNC and is now the Gas and Go on Navy Boulevard. 6:56 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And we are watching, as I understand, and thank you so much for texting this in. Truck in the trees right now. This is east of Pine Forest on the ramp to I-10. So first responders are on scene. Use caution there, of course. And if you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. This brought to you by Fresh from Florida Farmers. They want to remind you that watermelon is in season. Text 437-1620 for traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The suspect accused of the Club Q mass shooting in Colorado Springs is expected to take a plea deal today.
Get closure for the victims in a way that you can't through a trial because there are years of appeals that take place afterward.
District Attorney George Brockler there, and 23-year-old Anderson Aldrich is being arraigned today. He faces more than 300 counts, including murder and hate crimes in that. Russian mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin apparently still facing charges, Andrew, for that armed insurrection in Russia over the weekend. He led the Wagner Group into Russia, stopped just short of Moscow. Initial reports said the charges would be dropped and he was going into exile. Now sources are saying that the charges are still in place.
Yeah, interesting. I thought Prigozhin was going to escape all the charges and get safely to Belarus, but okay. So the charges are still officially present?
That's what they're saying. According to the prosecutors in Russia, they're saying the charges are still there for him.
All right, very good. David, thanks so much for the update. 6:58 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, man, a bunch of texts in here. Let's see, I just lost it there. James Calkins appeals to the least educated voter by jumping on the national news bandwagon. All hat, no cattle, Calkins. Somebody here says, oh man, cutting to the chase on that. I'm trying to, every once in a while we get so many texts that it's hard to keep track of. Calkins has the deflect and reassign blame portion of politics down quite well. Somebody here, people who want this may include the ironically named Moms for Liberty, who could be accurately more described as the complaints of Karens. That's kind of funny. 437, say, this irrelevant performance art isn't actual governance for the public interest. Yeah, that's the real problem. I mean, the real problem is all the time wasted on this stuff. Not that this stuff doesn't matter, but it's not being done in the right venue, so it's pointless. That's one of the things, like, I get it when people don't understand what things a particular government entity is responsible for. That's actually very understandable. But when you are the government entity, you should know better. All right, a very quick future news, Candy. Will Commissioner Calkins get it? Or does he already get it and he's deliberately doing this to,
I think, know, he's grandstanding, man. He reminds, like, yeah. He thinks he's Matt Gaetz.
Who
can do that? Because
Or he thinks he's DeSantis. Or he thinks he's Trump.
Right, right.
Or he
and that's what I'm saying. Yeah, right. You're James Calkins. James McCalkins.
Are we done with Russia or is there more to come?
There's more to come.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.